Hi. Let me tell you a little about myself before we get started. I'm a staunch traditional Roman Catholic, Latin Mass and everything. I don't believe in democracy, at least not in the secular Freemasonic democracy that promotes the errors of religious liberty. I believe that Jesus Christ has the right to be recognized by the state as king, and that the Catholic religion, since it is the true religion, should also be recognized by the state and give oversight. No, I don't believe in separation of church and state. That's not to say that I think people should be forced to convert. Regardless of what people might think, the Catholic Church has never promoted that. People have the right to private worship, but Catholicism has the right to public worship. So why am I telling you all of this in a video about voting for Donald Trump, who does not share these values? Because normally I would say subscribe, but this channel may not be for you. Now, if you are a Catholic, I certainly suggest that you subscribe. Even if you aren't particularly interested in your faith, hopefully my channel will inspire you. If you are interested in Catholicism, definitely subscribe. If you are becoming Catholic and you want to know why your RCIA director is saying things like the church needs to change its position on insert grave sin, or why they bring in folk guitars and sing Kumbaya, or why this quote Catholic church looks like your old Protestant church with no statues, just stick figures and water paints, and you want to know what happened. Where's the beauty? Where's the majesty? Well, my friend, you're in the right place. Go ahead and subscribe and prepare to be red-pilled. If you think the church is the whore of Babylon in the book of Revelation, just know that you've been lied to about a great many things. So go ahead and subscribe, but keep your comments short, on topic, and respectful, and realize that you don't know what you don't know. If you don't know or care to know about Catholicism, you should, because the Catholic Church was established by Christ for the salvation of souls, and outside of the church there is no salvation. Does that mean you absolutely have to be Catholic to be saved? Not necessarily. How does that work? Go ahead and check out some of my videos and find out. So given my value system, why would I vote for a man like Donald Trump? Given, as Joe Biden said, he has the morals of an alley cat. And let's face it, he does, or at least he did. He's on his third marriage, stories about prostitutes might just be true, he's crass, and supports the alphabet soup community. Shouldn't I be voting for Biden or Robert Kennedy Jr., since they too are Catholic? Or since I don't necessarily believe in democracy, should I be voting at all? Why don't I hop on a boat to Europe and live in a Catholic monarchy like I promote? Let's answer the last question first. God put me in America, therefore I should stay in America and work towards its betterment. Should I not vote since I don't believe in democracy? The Catholic Church is clear that those of us who live in democracies have a duty before God to participate in the system in order to facilitate the best possible outcome. And while I believe the options can be so bad that a person could be justified in not voting, this is not one of those times. Just because I no longer believe in the American political system or the Freemasonic principles it was founded on does not mean I do not love my country and that I am not a patriot. I am and I do. Only in America is patriotism considered to be loving the political and governmental structure, even deifying it. Well, if I'm going to vote, shouldn't I be voting for fellow Catholics like Joe Biden or Robert Kennedy? The Catholicism of both these men is worthless. In fact, because of their public support of abortion and alphabet rights, they are excommunicated automatically according to canon law, as are all supposed Catholic politicians like them, and should have to publicly repent since their sin is public before it is lifted, in my opinion. That last part is not part of canon law. Robert Kennedy Jr. is an extreme environmental activist, socialist, pro-abort. The idea that he is trying to position himself as the voice of reason is, quite frankly, laughable. I don't know if he even considers himself to be Catholic, but I do know that the Kennedy family played no small role in the corrupting and decline of the Catholic Church in America. So no, he will not be getting my vote. As for Joe Biden, the last 4 years speak for themselves. The man has made all the wrong moves every step of the way. Everything he has touched has resulted in the worst possible outcome. I don't have time to go through that list, but let's just say he inherited a country that was finally dealing with its immigration issue, and he made it worse. He took a great economy, and now we have scarce resources, high inflation, high interest rates, and people can barely afford rent, let alone buy a house. We now have an economy on the verge of collapse. He inherited a world at relative peace, and now we are on the brink of World War III. and if there was any doubt about the fact that the man has cognitive issues, it was on full display at the first debate. They might as well have named that debate "Why You Should Vote for Donald Trump." Whether it's Alzheimer's or senility, Joe Biden clearly has something beyond normal old age forgetfulness. Not only should Joe Biden not be running for president, he should not be president. And the fact that nobody will do anything about that is a little scary. Okay, so on to Donald Trump. Look, I'm under no illusions with this man. That he is this wholesome, God-fearing Christian man sent by God to save America, as many evangelicals seem to be laboring under. Though God does use evil men to accomplish his will. God used Emperor Constantine to end the persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire. He was not a Christian at the time, but his mother was, and he later converted. So I'm not saying Donald Trump isn't those things either. The reason I'm voting for him is because of his past performance as President of the United States. He's not a politician. He's a straight shooter. If he says, "Elect me and I'm going to do this," that's exactly what he's going to do. For years, Christian Republicans promised to build a wall at the southern border and did nothing when they got into office. Oh, sure, they submitted bills for it, but only at times when it wouldn't pass. Donald Trump actually started building the wall, something that a nation has the right to do under actual Catholic moral principles. A country has the right to secure its border and preserve its culture. It is under no moral obligation to have open borders and allow mass immigration. Donald Trump promised us in 2016 that if he was elected, he would repeal Obamacare. Once he took office, he tried three times and was stopped each time by Democrats? No, by Republicans. The very Republicans who also promised to repeal Obamacare if they were elected. But you can't vote for Donald Trump. He's pro-choice. How many Christian Republicans promised us that they would overturn Roe versus Wade only to claim that they could not nominate someone based on that criteria, even though Democrats did, and we ended up with some of the most left-minded justices, Ronald Reagan included. Donald Trump said that he would appoint pro-life justices, and he did. And guess what? Roe versus Wade was overturned. And not only did he appoint pro-life justices, but Catholic pro-life justices. There's no reason to believe that he won't do the same in his second term, which is all that matters when it comes to this and other issues, such as Obergefell and Hodges. The other guys want to reverse the Supreme Court decision through legislation. Donald Trump is still our best chance to keep Roe versus Wade repealed or something like it enacted. If Donald Trump says that he will protect children from gender ideology, he will. If he says he will close the Department of Education, seeing it goes back to the states, giving parents more control, he will. If he says he will open drilling and roll back green energy initiatives, he will. And if he says that he can stop World War III, I believe he will try, and he's the only one who could do it. He's not just blowing smoke up our rears, only to do nothing when he gets into office like other politicians. And whoever actually runs this country, because we all know it's not Joe Biden, knows it. And they clearly don't want Donald Trump getting in there and pissing in their Cheerios. Look, Donald Trump can't fix America, not in 4 years. Eventually, the leftists will get back into power and start destroying it again. It's a lot easier to break something than it is to fix it. But Donald Trump is the only chance we have to get some sanity back, even if it's temporary and just a break from all this. But maybe, just maybe, it'll be enough to get America going in the right direction. Until my next video, God bless.